Morning, everybody. Good morning. We're going to do what Christians have been doing for thousands of years, to take communion together, celebrate Eucharist. And just in the last week or so, I was reading in one of the Gospels, and I got to the passage that we often read when just before we do this. And in Luke, it goes like this. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, gave it to them, and saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" So it just kind of struck me, those words, a new covenant in his blood. And if you get into the scriptures, you kind of discover that God is a God that likes to make contracts with people. And the scripture used the word covenant, but it's like a contract or an agreement that he makes. After the great flood where Noah rescued his family, God made a covenant, a contract with actually every living creature on the face of the earth. It said that he would never destroy living creatures by water again. And he said it was long-lasting, everlasting, for every creature that'll ever live. And then he began to appear and to speak to this guy called Abraham thousands of years ago. And he would make all these promises to Abraham, just kind of show up in his life and start promising some stuff. But then he turned that into a covenant one time. He had Abraham cut animals in half. That's how they signed contracts in those days, I guess. And then everything he promised Abraham, he turned into a covenant, that he'd get many descendants and they'd get a promised land. And then to seal the deal, they would walk between those animals cut in half. But only God did, curiously enough. Abraham didn't have to. He just had to believe. But you can imagine the blood that was spilled when he had to cut those animals in half. And so then later, after he set the people of Israel free and Moses was leading them in the desert, he began to share with Moses way more detail on how he wants us to live. They're kind of summarizing the Ten Commandments. And he turned that into a covenant, into an agreement. You can read in Exodus 24, it sounds like this. "Moses then wrote down everything the Lord has said. He got up early the next morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain. He set up 12 stone pillars representing 12 tribes of Israel. He sent the young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as fellowship offerings to the Lord. Moses took half the blood and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant, and he read it to all the people. They responded, 'We'll do everything the Lord has said. We'll obey.' So then he took blood and he sprinkled it on the people and said, 'This is the blood of the covenant the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words.'" And so again, an agreement that God was making with people, somehow blood was involved. Somehow blood sealed the deal. But they didn't do a very good job keeping that covenant. They didn't keep up their half of the bargain. They disobeyed. They got into idolatry. They just messed it up. A lot like us. Well, I shouldn't speak on your behalf. A lot like me. We just mess up kind of the agreements that God wants to make with us, or mess up the directions he's given us. So hundreds of years later, after kind of warning the people and pleading them to follow him and stuff like that, he sent one last prophet to kind of give him a last warning. But then this prophet promised a new covenant that would arrive one day. That's Jeremiah 31. He says this, "The time is coming, declared the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they broke that covenant, though I was a husband to them." So that's that Moses covenant. "This is the covenant I'll make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they'll all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. So someday, he didn't say when, someday that new covenant would arrive. It wouldn't be like that old one he made with Moses and those folks. It said his law would actually be written right on the heart of people. And people would actually get to know God in a personal way. And people would get complete forgiveness. 600 years before Jesus, God makes that promise. And then we can read in the scriptures, one night on a Passover celebration Jesus was having with his friends, he sits down, and they had these Passover rituals of breaking bread together and drinking some wine. In one short sentence, Jesus institutes this amazing brand new agreement that God wants to make with everybody. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. This is the covenant. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And again, blood is involved to seal the deal. But that's going to be the blood of Jesus. After that dinner, he's going to get arrested. He's going to get beaten. And he's going to get crucified. And his body will break. And his blood will shed. And a new covenant is in place. And kind of like Abraham, we don't have to do anything except believe him, put our faith in him. And this covenant applies to us. We can have God's law written on our hearts. We can know God personally, and we can get complete forgiveness of every sin. We just have to trust him. And Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians. He compares that one with Moses. When Moses got it initially, he had to carve that covenant into stone. But he says believers get it written on their hearts, not on pieces of stone, but on human hearts. So every time these guys here sing truth toward us, they're writing truth on our hearts. And every time men and women come up here and speak, they're writing truth on our hearts. And every time you talk about Jesus to a friend or family member or someone at work or whatever, or in your house groups, you're writing stuff right on human hearts, not on stone that can't change, but on something that can change. A heart can change. And when we just talk to each other about Jesus, our hearts change, because that's part of the new deal. And then when we wake up and learn how to trust him, the whole thing just applies to us. We start getting to know God. Our hearts start to change. We get the forgiveness of sin. This is something way beyond what we could ever think about. It's way beyond our imagination. And Jesus just set it up with a simple bread and wine. But then it was his blood that was spilled. So that's what we want to do. We just want you to invite you to come forward. He often says, remember me. It's a remembrance thing, but today's celebration service, so let's make this a celebration thing. We're celebrating this new covenant. We're getting to know God. He's changing our hearts. He's forgiven us. If you know Jesus, just come forward and take it. And if you don't know Jesus yet, you're welcome here. Find out about it. But we'd just like you to observe. Ask lots of questions. But there's a real unbelievable deal in store for anyone that just trusts that the spilling of Jesus' blood sets up an agreement between you and God that's mind-boggling and amazing. So you guys are going to continue to play. And just come forward and dip the bread in the wine. Maybe do it with a friend or family member. And celebrate the new covenant that Jesus instituted for us. Thanks. Yeah. Just come forward.